support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm Vicki Wilson, founder and resident cheerleader of Dark Honey Coffee and Tea.
So here you are in the thumb of Wisconsin, way far away from any big city. You're real rural. And yet you somehow had the innocence or naivete or whatever they thought, I'm going to start a coffee company.
I'm going to call it stupidity. I loved coffee about 30 years ago, so coffee wasn't everywhere.
Right.
And we had a really good idea and looked at our competition and said, wow, this is ripe for the pickings. Mm-hmm. And I also think because Wisconsin is a cooler climate, coffee consumption is pretty great in the cool climes. Mm-hmm. So we took a chance, and 28 years later, here we are.
You've pretty much conquered half of the world. Tell us about your distribution and some of the bigger outfits that carry Door County coffee.
Coffee can be consumed everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, there's every channel of business. We're at some of the finest. We're at Mayo Clinics in Wisconsin. We're at Target in Wisconsin. We're at Costco in Wisconsin. We're at many, many small fine dining restaurants, large office complexes. When you think about it, everybody is our potential client. Mm-hmm. So we're fortunate to be able to have really good following. Mm-hmm. Once people try it, they love it.
Let's go back in time. Mm-hmm. So 28, 30 years ago, you naively go, I'm going to start a coffee business. Where did you think you would evolve to over time?
Good question. You know, when you start, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And the dream was just to be able to make a living, mm-hmm. to compensate for the career that I gave up. Never did I think or realize that it would be to the size that it is. But I'm so grateful. Grateful to the team of people that we've had over the years. Many have helped grow the business with their ideas, mm-hmm. and muscle and ingenuity. And have since retired. Others have come to us and, again, helped the brand, helped us grow, and here we are today.
Mm-hmm. And today, what, there's a semi-truck and trailer load going out daily?
Yes, isn't that great?
That's crazy.
It's wonderful. Yeah. We're in this little town. Those of you that can hear us, we're in a town, I don't even think it has a population stamp or, or sign, but it's dinky. It's four corners, and, yeah, we have a big UPS 40-foot trailer every day that comes. They drop it off. We fill it up. It's not always filled to the brim, but many times mm-hmm. it is. From here, coffee goes all over the, certainly all over the U.S.
And in reverse, you guys source from the premium coffee growing regions of the world.
Indeed,
and so that implies that you go there and make field inspections, right?
We do. I wish we could do it for a living, mm-hmm. but running the business. We have on occasion been able to take source trips, mm-hmm. and it's always inspiring.
Probably is a game changer because you establish face-to-face relationships with the growers, right?
With the growers and, mm-hmm. and primarily with our broker. Mm-hmm. Our broker is really the boots on the ground, and he and his team are the ones that know firsthand the farmers, their mm-hmm. families, their relatives, because, of course, their food chain mm-hmm. is so dependent on the farmers, as is ours. So
I'm sure there's some nuances to the question, but premier coffee-growing region or regions in your mind?
Well, specialty Arabicas mm-hmm. or Arabicas, you have to grow, it's got to be at 2,500 feet and above sea level. And when you think of all the coffees that are grown in that altitude are not perfect. So you really need to source and cup and taste those coffees, which our broker does an enormously good job. So they kind of pre-select. We love Sumatra. We love Costa Rica. You can't go wrong with a Colombian because it's so super and universal. Everyone loves Kona. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so romantic and fabulous, and it's a great coffee.
Yeah.
Jamaican Blue is another one that is in fabulous.
Blue Mountain, man.
Jamaican Blue Mountain.
In the whole world, I've never had a better cup in my life.
Yeah, that's it. And again, the grade of Jamaican Blue that we buy is second to none. So, you know, they're wonderful coffees on their own. And then mm-hmm. what we do is we take and blend like or complementary taste profiles mm-hmm. to create our signature blends, like a Lighthouse or a Breakfast Blend.
And what's interesting, you have to be really careful in your sourcing. For example, the number of bags of Kona coffee that are sold around the world are 10 times greater than the number of total pounds of coffee produced in the Kona district. And then the same thing with Blue Mountain.
Yeah.
You know, there you have the Oh My God Blue Mountain, and then you have these fake ones.
Right.
So, yeah.
That was a big scuttle maybe 15 years ago where they realized there were more labeled Kona bags than they could actually even grow. Mm-hmm. So that was a big deal. Ours, fortunately, was authentic. But, you know, their crooks are going to find a way to be crooks.
Yeah. And but from the consumer's end, you know, how does somebody ensure that they get a...
Well, that's a really good question. How can you be sure? I would say just buy from a really reputable company that has kind of checks and balances in place. Like I said, we've been fortunate. We've been buying from the same broker for 28 years. So we have an innate trust and relationship.
You don't have to worry about it.
No,
not
at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here we are on this roadside, cute little stand, a little... Cafe, little coffee shop. Yeah, a little bit of everything. But like you said, people think this is it. And yet you walk through the back door.
You're hired.
And there's like 10 acres of indoor processing facility. How incredible. It blew me away.
Glad you could come and see it. Yeah, the front looks, it's about 3,500, maybe 4,000 square feet.
But people think that's it,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's a cute little shop, and we're busy as can be. And then again, getting the behind-the-scenes tour where you see, you know, the total is about 40,000 square feet. Manufacturing, we do everything here. It's it's fun. It's rewarding. And our people, aren't they great?
Yeah. And that's what my next curious question is. You started out mom and pa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably made the kids work for you.
Dang, right we did.
But now... How many employees do you have?
We have about 70 right now, and we don't lay people off. You know, we do our best to continue to grow the business, keep them busy. They deserve to eat and live just like the rest of us. But 70 people were considered probably a medium-sized manufacturer in our county.
So you're one of the largest employers.
Well, there's industrial park businesses that are bigger. But
as far as a...
Yeah. Well, particularly in the manufacturing piece. You know, a lot of hospitality businesses may have to have more shift work.
Sure.
But, yeah, we're proud and proud of the people.
That's really cool. Okay. Anything you want to add?
I just like to say that we say we're in the people business, which is really all about our folks who do the wonderful work. And we happen to roast coffee. We happen to roast the best coffee on the planet.
So here's John Jars to add his insights into Door County Coffee.
It's been so much fun to watch this business grow. Over the years, it's been fascinating to see how, you know, you've taken this tiny little place and turned it into one of the most, in my mind, progressive businesses in the county. Clearly, from a county marketing perspective, having Door County written on all these products that are floating around the country and the world is a good thing, right? Certainly from a year-round perspective and being able to provide year-round family-supporting jobs, you know, in with coffee. Who would have ever thought that in northern Wisconsin? But when you have the right attitude and you have the right person leading the charge, you can do it.
And the right people. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the right people really make a big difference. Yeah. And I think that that has really been noticed here. And it's been fun, and now it's really a place you can come year-round, and she's got all the locals hooked on her coffee, and it works out well for everybody. I mean, you certainly can look at the entrepreneurial spirit that Vicki has brought to the table here. I think the one thing you'd have to be careful of is you see what she has today, and you would be very overwhelmed because it's a huge operation. But you have to look back to how she started, and you really can take inspiration from that and what you can do with the right attitude and hard work and all the right people.
To learn more about your world, where would you direct somebody?
DoorCountyCoffee.com is our website. And, yeah, love to hear from y'all. Love to have you taste our coffee. Love to have you bring our coffee into your home and enjoy. And my name is Vicki Wilson.
Vicki, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Door County, Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives. And Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.